and shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live a victorious life by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday lives. Today, Kurt Owen will be continuing his teaching from the Bible on how we can learn to actually hear from God accurately. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to hear from God, and in particular now we're talking about how to specifically hear what the Spirit of God is going to say to you about the specifics of your life. The Word of God, the written Word of God, talks to you about the general things of your life, but the written Word of God will tell you about, the written Word of God will tell you the general, the leading of the Spirit can direct you in the specific, who to marry, what job to take, where to live, all of those different things. Okay. And again, let me just say this about that. You need to know the written Word of God. You need to be in a church that teaches you the written Word of God. Kurt Owen Ministries is a strong friend of the local church. In fact, as much as I like you listening to me, make sure you have a pastor that teaches you the Word of God, and listen to your pastor more than you listen to me. And please don't send your, unless you're a minister, don't send your tithes and offerings here. Keep your tithes and offerings in your local church. If you're a minister and somehow I'm pastoring you through this, and this is where, then sure, you can send your tithes in. But as far as if you're a member of a congregation, you make sure that you're planting your tithes into your local church. Now, I want to go back to this because now we're talking about what the Bible calls the inward witness, okay? That His Spirit is going to bear witness with your spirit. And we've talked at length now about that you truly are a spirit. That's the real you. That's really who you are, okay? And unless you begin to check on the inside, you're gonna have trouble hearing from God, and you're going to have trouble distinguishing what's God and what's you. So that's one important characteristic. Now, again, coming up, I'm going to teach you actually how to put this inward witness into practice, and how you can do some things that would help you, okay, to hear from God better. So, and to know what direction to take. So here in, once again in Romans, this is in verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. And then it jumps down and it says, for we did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, and heirs of God. Okay, so let's stop there. You know, this is important, and it's a shame you have to say this, but this is important to bring up. The Holy Spirit is a Him. He's not an it. Because I know in some it says, there's several scriptures where it says it bears witness or it does this. Yeah, but that was added at the privilege of the translator. He's not an it. He's a Him. Okay? And that will help you in fellowshipping with Him if you realize I'm not talking to an it, because we don't fellowship with its. At least we're not supposed to. I've seen some people fellowship with their cars. I've seen some people fellowship with the firearms. Hey, baby, I just love you. That's not appropriate, okay? So, but the Holy Spirit is a Him. But here's a big question. In this, as you're making a decision to be led by the Spirit of God, this is something that you need to get a hold of and focus on, and this will help you immensely when it comes to what you identifying, is this God or is this me? Okay, so let's go over to John chapter 7. And we're going to start reading in verse 14. Now about the middle of the feast, Jesus went up to the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, "How does this man know letters, having never studied?" Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from God or whether I speak of my own authority." Now, there's a lot in this, but I want to go back to this and kind of get the context of it. These people are sitting there and they're hearing this teaching. And they have a question, which is a legitimate question. Is this God or isn't it? Is this really God speaking? Is what this man's saying really of God or isn't it? And so, isn't that the question we ask ourselves on the inside? When we believe that we're hearing something from God? Now, is that God or is that me? They were just saying, is this him or is this God? And so the question is, how do you identify what's God and what's not? And he gives them this encouragement. If anyone wills, verse 17, if anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it is from God or whether I speak of my own authority. Now, he's specifically here talking about doctrine, right? But he's really identifying a principle. If you will to do the will of God, then you'll know what's God and what's not. Now, I know there's many of you sitting right there right now or listening wherever you're at, and you're thinking, well, I will to do the will of God. Okay. But do you have other wills as well? What are you talking about? Okay, I'll give you an example. I remember when I used to pray about, Lord, what is your will for my life? Lord, I'll do anything you want me to do. But there was a problem because on the inside of me, I also had this. I just hope he doesn't ask me to do this. I remember one time there was this woman that I was kind of dating and things like this, and I got to be concerned about, I hope God doesn't ask me to marry her. And to the point, seriously, I was like, Lord, do you want me to marry her? And yet in my head, I'm like, I hope he doesn't want me to marry her. Please, God, don't make me marry her. And there's been times I've had to go different places and I couldn't, you know. And so what was happening? I really didn't will to do his will. I willed to, people say, well, yeah, you said you willed to do his will. I willed to do his will, but I also had a will in the fight that I hope it's not this. And as long as you have a, I hope it's this or I hope it's not this, you don't actually will to do his will. Because if you will to do his will, there is no preconceived notion. It's what I call going to neutral. And let me be clear, I'm not talking about the Eastern meditations where they talk about empty yourself. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about where you literally shift the gear shifter into neutral. And so if he says forward, you're going forward. If he says reverse, you're going to reverse. If he says right, you're going right. If he goes left, you're going left. And you don't care which way it is. You truly don't care. Now, people say, well, how? I don't know that I could do that. Sure you can. It goes back to something we talked much earlier. And if you didn't get this, you really need this. In fact, you need to do two things. You need to go to KurtOwen.com and look for two different sets of messages. The first one is where it talks about the radio broadcast. Go back and listen to those where I talked about God loving you. And then the second is on there, on the media page, I believe it is, about knowing and believing the love of God. Those are the two things you've got to listen to, because if you go into his presence saying, Lord, I'll do anything you ask me to do, and then there's a part of you that's saying, I sure hope it's not this, then you yet have not yet become convinced of the love of God. Because if you were convinced of the love of God, you could enter into his presence with nothing preconceived. See, this is one of the problems these guys in the scriptures are having, is, this is the way we've always done it, right? This is the way this has been going on for years. So if God wanted to change things, are you open to it? Well, we kind of like the way it's going. What about this? There were people here that would have lost power and lost authority. They would have lost their place in society if what Jesus was saying was accurate. Technically, it would have changed because God would have given them a new assignment. But they're looking at this as though, I hope this isn't God, because now I'm not going to have my job. Now I'm going to have to do things differently. Now I'm going to have to follow this Galilean. And so they didn't really will to do his will. They're trying to figure out whether it's God or not, but they, on the inside of them, they weren't completely sold out to the fact of, if it's God, we want it. If it's not God, then we don't want it. You have to sell out to the fact that I will to do his will. Because this is what's happening. You walk into the presence of God, and you as a spirit man walks in, right? But your soul walks in too, right? And sometimes, I guess, you know, in your prayer time, the devil walks in, right? He doesn't have access to heaven anymore since Jesus came. He did before Jesus came. But and people say, how do you know that? Well, because of Job. Okay, but anyway, so here we are. When I walk into the presence of God, I've got my spirit man saying, I will to do your will. Now, best case scenario, I've got my own will standing here like another voice. So I've got my spirit man saying, I will to do your will, and then getting quiet. But then my own will sits there and is like, I just hope he doesn't want to ask me to do that. Now, hopefully the devil's not there too, doing this too. It's like, yeah, but he's probably going to ask you to do this. And see, because you didn't walk in there truly in neutral, you can't tell what's God and what's you. And because sometimes what you want and what God want are the exact same thing. But you can't be sure that it's God because you haven't choked out your own will. People say, well, you need to have your will broken. No, you do not. In the Old Testament, that was true. In the New Testament, you need to do what Jesus did. Jesus' will wasn't broken. He says, nevertheless, not my will be done, but thy will be done. In other words, he said, I submit my will to your will. But you have to get to the place that you realize that God wants so much for you, that he is so in love with you, there is nothing that he would ask you to do that is to your detriment. So you can walk into him and say, Lord, I don't have a dog in the fight. I will to do your will. I'm in neutral. You say forward, it's forward. You say reverse, it's reverse. You say right, it's right. You say left, it's left. But there is no, I hope it's this. There is no, I hope it's not. Because all I want is to will to do your will. If you begin to, and listen, that's not always easy. And sometimes that takes time. And I'm going to talk about this when I'm getting into the practical about how to make decisions. But you have to make up your mind that you truly will to do his will, full stop. Nothing about, well, I hope it's not this. I hope he doesn't ask me to give this up. I cut all of that out. God wants better for you than you want for yourself. And you need to commit to, I will to do his will. Because just like Jesus says here, if you'll do that, then you'll be able to recognize what is God and what is not. Stay tuned for these important announcements.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you hearing him to help you stay successful in your life. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Hearing from God conference. To receive your free download, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Be sure to join Kurt Owen every weekday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. for a continuation of this dynamic message, How to Hear from God Accurately. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe.